Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Jerk or Justified is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on the Breakfast Buzz.
The court is now in session for trial 7-28 of the Judgment Zone, where you call 222-2899. Vote Jerk or Justified.
Yes, you are the judge, you are the jury, so you have to decide, will this make this person a jerk or justified if they do act on what they want to act on? Okay, so this is a legitimate concern from a Buzz listener who reached out to us and said that she was asked to go back into the office, okay? And there is one of her coworkers, fellow coworkers, a little younger, who is socializing a lot and has no problem talking about it. And it makes her feel very uncomfortable because she is one of the people who's taking this all seriously. You know, we're still in the midst of a pandemic. She goes to work, comes home, and kind of stays in her own little bubble. But yet her coworker is constantly out with different people, going out to the bars, whatever.
Okay.
She wants to now, because she feels uncomfortable working with this coworker, to either tell him about it. Well, I guess she said she wants to confront him and go to HR with it.
Ouch.
Will that make her a jerk or justified?
This is going to be the new workplace dynamic, right? If workplace ever comes back to normal. I don't think it ever will, but for a long time at least. And that's going to be on everybody's mind. You know, walking around the station in the morning, you know, we all wear our masks and we come out of our studio. You know, we don't know who's seen who or who's been next to so-and-so in the last weekend. It's an inner concern in your head, but I feel it's a jerk move to do both, to confront them and to go to HR.
You do. Okay.
I do.
I think it's justified. There are, really, we are... Everybody has their own take on this. Everybody is managing through this differently. And I don't even know if there's a right or wrong way to do this because it's one big, huge, ginormous
cluster.
Question mark, right? Yeah.
It's a cluster.
Like, who knows? I'm not going to say I'm doing it the right way. I'm not going to call somebody out for doing it the wrong way. But if I feel uncomfortable because you are constantly going out socializing and I am trying to be diligent by staying in my little bubble, I don't think it hurts to speak up and say, hey, listen, you make me, you're dirty. You make me uncomfortable. No, you know what I mean? Just say something.
What is that going to do on like rewind time and have them not socialize with people?
I really don't know what it's going to do, but maybe they'll ask you to work from home if you feel more comfortable. Maybe they'll just keep you and that coworker a little bit farther separated. I mean, I don't think you should sit there quietly if it makes you feel uncomfortable. Listen, we pick and choose who we hang out with nowadays, more so than ever. Why do you have to be forced to work with somebody that could be, you know, COVID infested?
If they're infested. If they're all, okay, if you're back to work, I'm sure work has a stringent protocol. at our front desk, and there's nobody here. There's a checklist that we have to sign in every day.
Yes,
I have to sign whether I have a temperature or not, or if I'm feeling weird, or if I've got diarrhea. I mean, seriously, it's crazy. Then I have to sign it and then leave it on the thing. There's hand sanitizer. There's masks. There's all this crazy stuff.
There's a lot of businesses that are doing that, and people are still testing positive. So, yes, that's a way to alleviate some of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like a foolproof way to avoid it altogether.
Nope, but it is the precautions.
Okay,
so I say jerk, you say justified.
Yeah, so now you guys have to call, because you're the ultimate judge and jury in this. So you call and you say if it would make this person a jerk or justified.
Calls are next on The Buzz.
In the criminal justice system, judgment-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In Rochester, New York, the dedicated radio hosts who investigate these vicious crimes are members of an elite squad known as the Breakfast Buzz. These are their stories.
All right. We are in the courtroom right now. This is called Judgment Zone Court. This is case number 7-28. And you have to decide, will this person be a jerk or justified if they speak up and say something? A concerned Buzz listener did reach out to us and said she wants to speak up. She wants to tell this coworker, stop it. You're making me feel uncomfortable. She's trying to play it safe. We're in the midst of a pandemic. He's talking about, bragging about all the people he's hung out with and parties he's had. So she now wants to say something to him, and she wants to speak up and say something to HR. But before she does, she wants to clear it with the court.
That's right. So you're going to help her out. 222-2899. Is a jerk or justified? It is a jerk move. I believe a jerk move. Like I said before, the dynamics in the office are going to be changing, and as long as you just keep your mask on. See, the reason we're keeping masks on is so we don't give it to somebody if we don't know we have it. If you know you have it, you're staying home. If you don't know you have it, you have a mask on, so you're protecting other people.
Sure.
More than you're protecting yourself.
Listen, if it makes you feel uncomfortable, isn't that what HR is for? Anytime you feel uncomfortable, you're supposed to just voice your concern to HR. Why do you have to sit there quietly and feel uncomfortable? So maybe HR will say, listen, you're overreacting. Thank you for addressing it to us. Maybe we'll move your desk. I don't know. I don't know whatever your workplace situation is. I don't know what it is for her. But I think it's terrible to force somebody to say it would be a jerk move. If you tell them not to speak up when they feel uncomfortable.
So you say?
I think go for it. Justified. Why not?
222 Buzz. Hi, good morning.
If you go and to HR because of that, you are definitely a jerk.
You know, there is a handful of establishments here in Rochester that have been cited by the Liquor Authority for having inappropriate conditions, and that's all young people.
Three. I read it. It was only three, and I've never heard of any of them. So, I will say you are a big old jerk, and get back to work. Stop being a baby. And that's it.
Thank you.
Okay, you have been registered, and I'm going to put a side note, stop being a baby.
Gotcha.
Right.
Good morning, The Buzz, Jerk or Justified.
I don't know whether to call it jerk or justified. This is what I'm going to say. Did we not learn anything from the bubble boy? Nature's perfect, man. You got to take it off, and we got to live with it. We can't see people's emotions with masks on. We're not going to get rid of this virus. It's going to be here to stay. And the longer we live in these conditions that we're putting ourselves through, the more susceptible that we're going to be to every other thing that comes along.
It's funny. All I can think of.
Built like we are.
All I could think of is John Travolta. That's as soon as you said boy in the bubble, that's it. I was done.
All right. So see, everybody has their own strong opinion about how to manage through this. But what would you say if you were to call this person, register your vote as what? Under the jerk category or justified?
I would say jerk.
Okay. Jerk. Gotcha. Thanks, man. 222 Buzz.
I'm curious. Are you guys thinking, are you taking this as complaining? Because nobody likes the complainer. But I feel like you guys are thinking that this is a form of complaining, but I don't think so.
It's not a compliment. It's a complaint.
We've had situations where there was one guy who was really stinky. Stinky, stinky. Do you remember him? I mean, stinky, stinkity stank. I felt terrible. We all felt terrible. I don't think none of, there was not one person who felt other than terrible for him. But a handful of people complained, and then the situation was taken care of.
Who had to talk to that person? Was it HR or was it a boss?
No, you know who it was? It was my husband, Danger, because he was the boss at the time. But anyhow, but there's so many people saying on Facebook, too, you know, mind your own business. But it is your business if your coworker is making you feel uncomfortable. This is a safety issue for all of us.
Hi, The Buzz. Jerk Justified. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jerk.
I guess you guys have spoken. The jury has spoken. Case is closed.
It is a jerk move. Mind your own business.
Keep your mouth closed. Case is closed. Mouth is closed.
Mask on.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk. The case, the testimony, the verdict. It's the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Your jerk or justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Counting Crows on The Buzz. Good morning. It's 7:35 about. It's Pisano and Sandy here. We're looking at sunshiny skies today. Going to be nice. No rain, less heat, less humidity. And yet it's still going to be 85. It's 70 already here. And tomorrow, partly sunny. Chance of a spotty shower. And in the 80s. Again.
So we're celebrating 20 freaking years.
20 in 2020. Like 20 yeah. freaking years.
You can't just say we're celebrating 20 years. You got to say 20 freaking years.
Yeah, man. Rochester Morning Radio together, longest running morning radio team. Partner.
Isn't that something right there? No other team stuck it out as long as we have.
It's funny.
They just couldn't take it anymore. But wait a minute. Before you get to there, I just want to put the question out there. Because we've been together for 20 years and you've been listening for so long, you know us pretty well. So if you could do me a favor, 222-2899. Don't be polite. Just be the first word that comes to your mind.
Don't be polite.
Just say.
You are setting this up.
Don't. Okay, maybe. Don't try to sugarcoat it. Just the first word that comes to your mind when you think of Scott. That's it. First word that comes to your mind. What was it? Because something just came to your mind. 222-2899. Okay, what were you going to say?
I used to be the youngest guy in radio in Rochester.
Were you really?
Yeah, that was their thing.
You were. Oh, really? That's how they that's how they marketed you, the young kid?
It wasn't a marketing campaign, but always that was the thing. This is weird.
Oh my God, that is weird. Now you're like one of the old dudes.
I'm not the oldest though, thank God.
Well, oh my gosh, that is weird. When I first started working with you, when I was 19.
Jeez.
I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but it is what it is. I thought you were old.
Yeah.
I was 19 and you were probably young. You were 30 or something.
Yeah.
To me, it was like, ooh, look at this old man. How much longer is he going to last? Isn't that
actually
terrible?
You're the same age as my wife, Jill. So you're 17 years younger than me. And yet about 30 years older mentally.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. I'll take it. 222-2899. Don't be afraid. You just call with the first word that comes to your mind when you think of Scotty.
I'll have my finger on the delay.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, right. You got to follow FCC guidelines here. CDC guidelines and FCC guidelines. Jim Penders on Facebook made me laugh last night when I was reading through the comments that I promised him I would say his.
What?
So, been together for 20 years. You know us so well. One word to describe Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim Penders, he didn't follow all the directions. He gave us three words, but.
Oh,
that guy?
I love it.
Jim, you win. That was just funny. That made my night. All right. So 222-2899.
Yeah.
You call us. One word. First word that comes to your mind. The calls are coming in.
Yeah,
and
they
we'll
are.
Get to them
okay.
Next.
Now here on 99 to Buzz, it's Pisano and Sandy. 98.9 to Buzz, Pisano and Sandy.
All right. We're celebrating 20 years. 20 years together, Scotty.
20 years in 2020.
Crazy.
Yeah,
so
man.
Crazy. And so many of you have been along for the ride. The entire time.
And thank you.
And yeah, of course. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Like, you know, what kind of punctuation are we putting on that?
Oh, no. Thank you. Like, we're so great. So grateful.
So grateful. Yeah. But then we do have a question mark in there, too.
We're so grateful.
Surprised. Anyhow, the surprised emoji. If I were to say Scott Spezzano, when I say Scott Spezzano, first word without filter, well, except for FCC guidelines.
Right.
First word that comes to your mind is what? 222-2899. Don't try to be all nicey-nicey either. Just honestly, the first word that comes to your mind.
Honest.
Yeah, because... Yeah. No, that's not the first word that comes to mind.
No, I'm saying if you call, just be honest.
Oh, I was going to say, honesty, really, from you?
Me? All right, let's go to the calls. Hi, Buzz.
Hello.
Hello.
Very first word that came to your mind when I say Scott Spezzano.
Awesome.
Aw, thanks, Dad.
For real?
I have my reasons.
Oh, okay, why?
Okay, yeah.
I have been listening to you guys since day one.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I remember, Scott, in the Zima van.
Uh-huh. Oh,
or the van. I remember the van.
Oh, my God.
I've been there when, you know, the kids were born and all that, and the little one. It's just
Wait a minute. All that part was the divorce. He didn't want to say the divorce.
Uh-huh. I'm 53 and I've been an 11-year-old. So I had just gotten custody of him.
Uh-huh.
So I know what it is to have a little one around, and I think it's awesome that he's starting with another young one, and I wish I could.
Yeah, you know, it's weird when you have babies later in life. It's like, well, oh, this is awesome. Yeah. It's better than having kids when you're young. And I know people are going to be like, you're crazy. But I don't know.
He is my only kid. And I have had so much fun in my life. And now I get to spend the rest of my life with him.
Oh, that's so great, man.
That's
congrats.
Incredible.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for the nice words. I appreciate it. What's your first name?
Oh, and that's to both of you. She just specified you.
Yeah.
You too, Sandy.
I want to, you know, Scott needs an ego boost sometimes,
oh,
so
God.
We're just going to give it to him right now.
What?
Unless the next caller has something funny to say.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. Let's go to this. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Very first word, don't filter yourself. Well, unless it's FCC inappropriate.
First word that came to my mind was funny.
Aw, thank you.
Are you listening to the same show I am?
Oh, jeez.
Yes,
funny?
Every day.
Really?
Yeah, it gives me a good laugh every morning.
Well, thank you. Laughter is the best prevention for COVID-19. Thank you.
Oh.
Good morning, the Buzz.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Joe. This is Joe, listener Joe. How are you?
Yeah, good. One of the words I wanted to, just the one word, is describe you as touching. I remember a long time ago you did a show on TV, if I can remember, and all I wanted to say about it, it was about a little girl, and if you remember or whatever, and it's all I wanted to say about it, but it was moving, touching, and... like that, but I kind of remember it.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks. So nice of you.
Hopefully nobody's half listening to this conversation and just thinking Scott and touchy. So I just...
Right. Touching.
Just, yeah.
Oh, touch. Yes. Touching.
I am a little touchy.
You are.
Yeah, I am.
You used to get...
I'm a little touchy.
You would... He would give back massages to every woman in the office. Which
anybody
is completely
who wanted.
Fine. Yeah, completely fine back in the day. But now, if you tried that,
nope.
Oh my God!
Oh no, no, it's off limits now.
Off limits.
Those were the days.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.